All right, so I'm joined on the line here by Colin Standish, the spokesperson for the newly created Canadian Party of Quebec. Colin, how's it going?
Hi there. Thanks so much, Caleb, for having me.
So could you tell me a little bit about how this party came about or was created and your involvement with it?
Yeah, so, this goes back in time quite a bit. So the Exploratory Committee on Political Options was founded in November, and we only became public in February. So the Exploratory Committee was to sound out, if there's room for a principled federalist progressive option for a party that would be based on minority and language rights. And so we've been pounding the pavement regarding that for a couple of months. And the answers were overwhelmingly yes. The people responded very favorably as potential donors, volunteers, candidates, and voters at the end of the day. And so we decided after months of consultation and positive responses to go ahead and actually found a party, the Canadian Party of Quebec.
Interesting. And can you talk a little bit about the other members of the group there and how many of them are you?
So we have a pretty small group of the Exploratory Committee right now. And once again, we're sort of in the transition phase. So we are registering the party. So we've signed up more than enough people to register, filled out the documentation. So that's being studied by Elections Quebec to actually officially register. So the official registration will come in the next month or so. It's sort of a fluid timeline. It depends on the government. And then secondly, it's a very small group at the center of it. But once again, we've signed up hundreds of members at this point in time for the party, and as well our supporter list is many times longer than that from the Exploratory Committee's website of people signing up to support the idea. So really, a lot of wind in our sails. So there's not specific numbers I can share, but once again, very overwhelming support and ready to file with Elections Quebec.
And can you talk a little bit about how your name and how that came about and how that was chosen?
So the Canadian Party of Quebec, we thought was an exceptional name because obviously we're very proud Canadians, but it leads into our bedrock principles, which are human rights and freedom, so rights and rights are rights. Respecting the integrity of the Canadian Constitution, thirdly, bilingualism, fourthly, educational choice, fifthly, prosperity for all Quebecers, and sixthly, rapprochement, that meaning all Quebecers should have unity and common purpose and reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Quebecers. So once again, our bedrock principles, particularly based on respect for our Constitution, on human rights and freedoms and language rights, we felt spoke appropriately to what is best in the Canadian idea.
Yeah, you're jumping off the language rights thing there. The Bill 96 is being sort of discussed here in the National Assembly currently. What have you thought so far of the deliberations? There's been quite a lot written about it and talked about some of the amendments that have gone into it.
Yeah, so I mean, Bill 96, so in another capacity that I'm president of the Task Force on Linguistic Policy, and so we've been advocating since last June against Bill 96, which is, threefold, that it's a major restructuring of our society, our province, and our country. Secondly, it eviscerates the English language from Quebec. And then thirdly, it takes away the rights and freedoms of all Quebecers with arbitrary search and seizure to use the notwithstanding clause in a blanket way provincially and federally. So once again, Bill 96 is a morally, intellectually, and legally abhorrent law. It's manifestly unconstitutional and nearly in its entirety. And the Canadian Party of Quebec and the Exploratory Committee and the Task Force are lock, stock, and barrel against Bill 96. And you touch upon the amendments where we've seen all parties contribute to actually making such a bad law even worse. And the Liberal Party of Quebec, we saw with the CEGEP issue, has really made it worse by coercing young Quebecers to do up to a quarter of their degree in the French language. So, of course, opting to do a bilingual education is a good thing. But once again, it should be a choice given your level of expertise in language, not coerced upon you. So we've seen it actually been made worse by all parties, particularly the Liberal Party of Quebec, and that's something we would not do.
And just jumping off that, you guys just announced that you have your new party. There's another party out of Montreal that was just recently announced as well, and the new Conservative Party there with Mr. Duhaime has been doing well in the polls as well. So it seems like there's people looking for alternatives to, I guess, the mainstream parties here in Quebec. What would you think is contributing to that?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. So, I mean, I think there's a huge void and vacuum when it comes to a real political option in Quebec currently, that no party really articulates a principal message that can unite all Quebecers in common cause, one that can unite people. Instead of dividing people based on language and ethnicity, on religion, what unites all Quebecers in common cause? And then secondly, how can we have a prosperous, more just society, very much on the brass tacks of how we live our daily life, instead of being one of the poorest jurisdictions in North America, how can we reclaim the mantle to be a human rights hub, a human rights, pardon me, and socioeconomic hub for Canada and North America? So I think, once again, this huge void in constitutional rights, human rights, and language rights, and then secondly, on prosperity for all Quebecers, have been, once again, forgotten by all parties. And so that's one of those, and those are the bedrock principles of the Canadian Party of Quebec that we want to bring forward and implement if we were elected.
And I know you said before that you're still sort of in the preliminary phases with putting the party together, but do you have an idea on the number of candidates that you want to run or the specific ridings where you want to run them?
Yeah, so we have a two-pronged strategy. So once again, we have a province-wide 125 riding strategy. However, we also recognize our core constituencies, and as well, there's only 5 months for the election, so we will be, you know, focusing our resources on ridings we see as winnable. Many of those ridings are in Montreal, the Eastern Townships, and Western Quebec. So once again, we don't want to be pigeonholed. But on a good day, we believe from Bay Durfee to Bay Como, Quebecers could will recognize that we have the right principles necessary for the future of Quebec. So once again, we think all Quebecers could vote for our party, French speaker, English speaking, newcomer, Indigenous.
And will you guys be hosting an official launch of the party here in the near future?
That's correct. Yeah. So this is in some ways we're making the announcement, but it is still a soft launch. So there will be a hard launch, so to speak, in the next few weeks' time. And as well, once again, so there will be a public sort of event. And all that. So that's coming in the next few weeks. And then as well, obviously, we want to make sure we get our registration all complete, and that will happen in the next couple of weeks, up to a month with Elections Quebec.
Colin, I want to thank you for your time. If my listeners here wanted to get a little more information on your party or wanted to sign up themselves, how would they go about doing it?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So exploratorycommittee.ca, so that is still the Exploratory Committee website, and that's the best way to get in touch with us at the Canadian Party of Quebec. And you can sign up on our mailing list there, and you can get in touch personally with me at the email at the bottom. So it'd be great if your listeners want to reach out to us, exploratorycommittee.ca. I'll personally read the emails, and I would encourage people to sign up on our mailing list.
Perfect. Mr. Standish, again, I want to thank you for your time. If there was anything that we didn't touch on here, if there's anything else you wanted to add, I'll give you the last word here as well.
No, once again, I think the core message is Quebecers deserve better, that all mainstream political options have forgotten the best interests of Quebecers, whether they're French-speaking, English-speaking, newcomer, or Indigenous, that the Canadian Party of Quebec is proposing a new vision for the future of Quebec that all Quebecers can buy into in a significant way. So we encourage people to go to our website, exploratorycommittee.ca, to take a look at our core principles. Our six principles, I think, can resonate with all Quebecers. And as well, on October 3rd, we hope all Quebecers can unite in common cause to vote for the Canadian Party of Quebec.